What's up, everybody? Dukes here. Welcome back to Anything But Credible. This is episode 2. Got the crew with me. Griff, Keith, what's going on, guys? How we doing?
What's up, Dugan?
What's going on, Dukes?
How are you guys, and how has your Sunday slash last week been? What's give us a little catch up.
My Sunday's going great. Woke up. Pretty tired still. Stayed up a little too late last night drinking. Played a lot of Beersby, though. That was great.
Beersby.
Beersby is awesome. For anybody that doesn't know, check it out.
Beersby's best game ever.
A great game.
Well, Griff, you were actually playing some yard games, too. What were you, what were you doing?
I was playing some bags, but I'm doing my best to play some bags.
Winning or losing?
I'm going to be honest. I was losing. No doubt.
Yeah, I was losing last night, too.
Yeah, I'm not the greatest bags player, but...
Yeah, I can barely throw a frisbee.
Yeah, can't win them all. Keith.
Yeah, that's true. You could try, though.
Well, you guys were losing. I think I got you beat. I'm having probably the worst Sunday of all time. I actually, within the last hour, managed to full kick my random dumbbell that was sitting on the ground and completely shattered my second toe nail. I guess it's this. I don't know how you say your second toe. But, completely... ripped that nail off, and managed to rip my big toe nail in half. So, yeah, that's my Sunday. I don't, not to bring us down or anything, but...
Gotta be careful with those dumbbells, man.
Yeah, man.
Can't keep kicking those.
Shouldn't you be lifting those, bro?
Not kicking them? You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, I think you're doing it wrong.
You're exactly right. Yeah, that would actually would have saved me a lot of pain today, for sure. So, I'm...
Hey, you don't make steady gains without a little pain, bro.
That's what they say.
Yeah, well, not to be the depressing side of the podcast, but yeah, that's my Sunday so far. Other than that, though, we're hanging in there. We're doing okay. Yeah. What? Last week, Keith, we at the very end we talked about the Facebook thing.
Oh, yeah.
And we were talking about the study. I said something about a study.
Yeah.
Tried my hardest to find it. Mm-hmm. And what I came across was, I knew it had been a while ago when I saw it, and I think the study or whatever it was before was, you know, even before that. What I ended up finding was not very legit. So I'll give you that, even though personally I think that it makes sense that you're probably a serial killer or a psychotic person. But yeah, that's just me.
I will murder your family.
Yeah, I don't know. I went into it like, oh, I'm going to find this article and I'm going to throw it in Keith's face. But it actually was just like not very legit. So I'll let you off the hook, I guess.
Oh, thank you.
It did sound a little bit, I don't know, hard to believe that... What did you say it was 90%?
No, I yeah. Well,
of people without Facebook are serial killers. That seems high.
Yeah, obviously I was a little exaggerative on the percentage. But
it's all good, man. I'm not gonna worry about it too much.
He might kill you though.
Yeah, well, yeah. Don't cross me though.
I can't lie though. Like I am worried about you for you.
Oh, okay.
Because of that. Though.
No, I appreciate that you're worried about me, man. I really do appreciate that.
Are you worried for him or are you worried about him?
Well,
these are two different things.
Yeah, that's true.
No, both. Okay. I'm worried for him because I feel like, you know, in today's age, that it's something that we need, and I could go along with the not having an account could mean that you're mentally unstable. I could join that bandwagon.
I've gone this far in life without it. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, and yeah.
So you've never had a Facebook account. Is that what I'm hearing?
Ooh. Yeah.
Not ever. Interesting.
Like, when it first came out, I had it for like a month, and then I was like, this is...
You got off that train really quick?
Yeah, this is dumb. I'm just going to get rid of this.
Hmm. That's pretty crazy. It's changed a lot over the years, Keith.
Yeah,
it's changed
quite a bit. So I hear. There's like timelines and...
All types of shit, man. All types of shit.
See, it's just funny.
Cause sounds pretty nutty.
It's crazy.
It sounds like you're explaining something to him like he's been in jail or something, but it's literally the most popular. Yeah.
I just woke up, bro, from the cryogenics lab.
About to say that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, okay. Well, let's get into the good stuff. News. Let's take one step back here. I would like to talk about what's happening right now as we speak, the Olympics.
Oh, yes.
Let me ask you guys, was this weekend Olympic filled for you guys in any way?
I hate to say it, but I did not watch many events. I watched Canada versus USA today in men's volleyball. We lost. I was very, very upset about the defense the men's national team was playing in volleyball. It was pathetic.
Are we talking like real hardwood volleyball?
Well, I don't know if it was hardwood or tile, but yeah.
It wasn't sand.
It's not sand, yeah. And yeah, I was really disappointed because Canada really put a hurting on us. They beat us 3-0.
Ooh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's
like
no good.
It was ridiculous. I thought we were better than that, but I'm not going to lie. I don't follow men's volleyball on the reg, so.
Can't say I'm a diehard fan, but.
I'm a diehard American.
Yeah.
So I think of America as the most exceptional country there ever was, ever will be, and I think we need to win everything.
Well, I don't think you're wrong with that. Griff, what about you?
I'm with it. I mean, of course.
No, I mean,
give me the gold.
Yeah.
But
I want the gold.
I watched some fencing this morning, actually. And I didn't catch the end of it, so I can't go too far. It was a tie fence sword game. I don't know what you call it. It's not a ball game.
He said a sword game.
But it was a pretty good fencing match. I'll say that.
Yeah, I like freak out with the Olympics. I love it, and especially now when you just get the app or you can stream. The app I don't even really mess with the TV anymore. I'll have the TV on just to have it on, but like they're playing the majority of what people like are like the track and field, that the swimming, all this. That necessarily has not started because literally the Olympics just started. You know, but come over the next week, that'll kick in hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
Like the beach volleyball was like you were saying, today.
It was on yesterday for sure.
Yeah, and I know earlier today I think it was on, but that stuff's cool. Like I'll have that on just to have it on, but like what I'm trying to dig into, like yesterday I went nuts over ping pong, man. USA.
That's crazy.
USA, huge upset against, I think she was from Slovenia or something. And I know, like, everyone's like, oh, who cares? But that stuff, that's the stuff that, you know, like, fencing. You don't ever see fencing, you know? I watched women's rugby. That was crazy.
Yeah, really I watched that today.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was awesome.
Like, I still don't understand rugby, but I watched it. I consumed it, and it was cool.
Yeah, you kind of watch, and you're like, this is cool. I don't really know 100% whether this is cool. The announcers do a pretty good job of, like, filling you in.
Yeah, they do.
And they also realize that most people don't know. I'm really waiting for, like... The one game that I'm waiting to really catch on is handball.
Oh, dude.
Handball.
Last Olympics, I was just all about handball.
I don't think I've ever watched Olympic handball.
Really?
Are you serious, dude?
I'm going to get into this. This sounds pretty awesome.
Do you know what it's all about?
It's basically racquetball, right? With your hands.
No, dude.
Yeah.
It's like basketball, but like soccer as well. Because like you get this ball and you got to like pass it back and forth up and down this court, and then you can only throw the ball at the net past this certain line.
Yeah,
it's just unreal. Like,
I think I played this in a PE class growing up.
Ooh, I don't know about this one. Maybe
it sounds,
something
sounds kind of like something.
Dude,
I played.
It's intense.
It is intense. What Keith was saying basically is they have like a net, like the goal at their shoot net is like the size of like a human. It's not really that big, but they're surrounded by like a 3-point arc. And you can't go inside of the arc. So,
okay.
But you also, they're playing with like one of these little Nerf balls that, like these little tiny things. They're not Nerf balls, but they look like that. And you only get, kind of like basketball, like you get one dribble. Like,
that's what I thought. Yeah.
You can, like, I can't run without the ball. So I pass to Keith. And then basically what happens is they run these crazy formations. And then somebody will dish it off to somebody, and they'll take one bounce and come in like a flying run. They sprint at the line and then jump and leap towards the goal and like do like a long jump throw, and it's just nuts.
Yeah, it's really intense.
So anybody out there, I highly suggest to catch the handball. Most importantly, though,
the United States did not have a team last Olympics.
Do they have, really? That's probably why I didn't see it.
Do they have one this year?
I'm hoping so. I don't even know. We better, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
If not, I mean, let's make that happen. Let's start that.
So it almost sounds a little bit like lacrosse-ish, almost.
Yeah, like, totally. It is,
but like an indoor, no sticks type of lacrosse.
Except for it's like, what's that game? It's like, isn't it like Ultimate Frisbee where you can't run? Like yeah, once yeah. you catch it, you stop.
You got to pass.
Yeah. Pretty sure if I remember, I think that's how this is. Like okay. you can't, yeah. you get like one ball or one bounce, and then you get like a basketball like step afterwards. You okay. know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's actually like they took a shit ton of sports and like took a little bit of that and mm-hmm. put it in here, and it's really goofy. And everyone makes the first assumption, like my dad, the exact same thing. I was talking to him. He's like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, wait, handball. He's like, you could just go on down to Francis Park if you want to watch some handball. And I'm like, no, that's handball. He's like, yeah, that's handball. That's what I know, handball. That's what they call it. I've been playing that since I was 10. I'm like, no, oh, okay, all right.
That is what I always knew handball as.
But sure. handball is like got to be a real sport that they just called it. You know,
it's big in Europe, I guess. Not here.
I don't know where it's big.
Just like, not here.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. But
I want to make it big here, though. There needs to be a league here.
Sounds cool. I want to check it out.
Most importantly, though, was I think we can all agree was the USA basketball.
Oh, dominated.
Played game
maybe.
One yesterday.
121 to like 61 or something.
Yeah, we won by 57. 57.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm not surprised. We're not going to get into this because that's why. We did the whole NBA BC pod for, but pure domination. Obviously, I'm super excited about that. But I also watched for the first time the Olympic opening ceremony. Did you guys see any of that?
I have it recorded. I watched the United States walk in, and I was not happy with the outfit.
Very interesting. I tweeted about this.
We looked like France.
At first, I was like, why are we wearing polo decked out. And I was like,
that's Ralph Lauren design.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't realize that was an American
designer.
Yeah. I didn't know. So I was like, mm-hmm. that's weird. But they were not cool, though. Polo makes awesome stuff. Yeah. And that was just like a basic.
Those uniforms were very blah.
Well, it's just like you know, these countries, they're coming out in their full getup, you know, their cultural outfits. You know, like these small African countries are coming out in like the gowns and tribal stuff, and then we just came out with like a blazer and we were in khaki shorts or something. I don't even know.
Yeah, I saw
like at a boat party or something.
I saw Spain walk in, and they had like I thought it was the United States. I really did. They had
Cowboys?
These older hats. You know, it's like the full brim, and then part of it's like flipped up, and it looks like a straw hat, but it's like
sombrero. Is that what we're looking for?
No.
That'd be pretty funny if they all walked in wearing sombreros.
Yeah, it was cool. They you get to see all different thing cultures. I was saying, and then like obviously like you get to see what the people look like from each culture and each part of the world. It's really interesting. And it's cool to see them all come out. But I was thinking, this is like kind of a random thought, but when it comes to the Olympics, okay, and we're just talking about all these different sports, what we're waiting for, all this stuff, I started thinking, how many cameras and microphones do you think are being used and operated and maintained for this week and a half long, whatever the Olympics is? I mean, think about this for a second. How many, every single event has a minimum two cameras on it, probably.
Right. At least, I would say, yes.
So, and that not to mention that you're probably talking microphones. I'm just thinking, like, on a budget-wise, of what, like, NBC is budgeting out for the Olympics coverage. Like, that. Think about that for a second.
It's got to be insane. I've never even thought about this before, but I know, yeah, it's got to be absolutely
insane. Who's sponsoring NBC's coverage of the Olympics? I mean, I'm sure there's multiple companies.
Yeah,
I don't know
about
that.
A big sponsor.
McDonald's, I think.
Sure. Probably. McDonald's is always big in the Olympics, which is ironic.
I just was thinking, I'm like, this
is
crazy.
A little ironic, yeah.
I'm crazy that I'm watching this ping pong match on my tablet, and this one ping pong match, it's just two people playing ping pong. There's like eight cameras on it, and they're showing all these angles and slow. And I'm like, if they're doing that, like, you know what I'm saying? That we got every sport imaginable going. I'm like, there's got to be at least 10 cameras for every event. And I just started thinking, I'm like, I wonder what.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
That's what I'm saying. Cameras, like, I bet you that number is. Easily, I don't know why. That's just what I was thinking.
That never even crossed my mind before, but that is a, that's a crazy thought.
Yeah, it's weird.
And here's Spain's uniform. That looks more American than anything I've ever seen. Does it not?
It's actually very true, yeah.
Like, I thought that was the United States coming out.
Oh, yeah, that definitely looks very American.
That looked better than ours.
No, I mean, that's kind of dope. I kind of like their get up.
Yeah, that's what ours, I'm saying. Like,
I was not impressed.
That would have been awesome.
I need to look ours up, because I didn't, I mean, I caught some of the opening ceremony, but I did not actually see the U.S. come in, which, bummed out about that, but.
Yeah, and then it's interesting to hear all the different stories. I started hearing a bunch of stuff about the Olympic Village and, you know, how every year they go to these places and it's just like a shithole. Yeah. Especially in Rio, but the basketball teams, they're staying on a boat. They're not even.
Yeah. Oh, right. That's hilarious.
They're like not even like, I'm not screwing with that.
I'm not messing with that peasant.
Yeah,
bullshit.
Like, no, we're not even doing that.
What is wrong with like plumbing technology around the world? Why can't they flush their toilet paper? Like, I understand. Oh,
I didn't know they couldn't, but.
Yeah, just like sushi, you can't flush your toilet paper. There's also no toilet fishing. That was actually one of the displays was a man fishing in the toilet with an X. It was X'd out. Like, a lot of people.
This is a common problem. They have to make signs for this?
Apparently, man.
Can you actually catch fish in the toilet?
I mean,
because that's awesome.
No, there's no way.
There's no way.
No one has ever caught a fish.
I don't know. I can't speak with authority on the toilet fishing.
I mean, you might be able to catch one out of like.
Maybe that toilet was like an outhouse that led straight to the river, which it sounds like that's actually.
I am pretty sure that's how their stuff works down there.
That's a normal thing because they're like. I saw those pictures. They had like a couple weeks ago, there was like. In the river and stuff that they're doing the rowing, there's like a couch, like just like there's like actual shit.
Where they're doing the swimming part for like the triathlons, there were like a month ago, human remains washed up on that beach. Oh,
so, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Keith, I was thinking, you know, when it comes to like the flushing stuff, do you think like they're just like, okay, when we build this, we'll do that, and then they're like, wait a second, there's gonna be so many people here, we just won't. Do you think it's like a like the non-flushing and all that stuff, like the plumbing and stuff. Do you think they're like, let's just not screw it because there's going to be so much activity? Or do you think they're legit like, we don't...
It probably has to do something with a failing infrastructure that they have.
That sounds about right.
And they can't really support an event like this, which is obvious now that all these stories are coming out about how terrible Rio is.
Seems like it should have been obvious quite a while ago.
Think it was.
Yeah, but when you're throwing just billions of dollars
into
it.
The IOC is corrupt as corrupt can be.
Yeah.
To pick places like Sochi and Rio as your destinations. It's just...
So, yeah.
It's insane. Chicago is where it should have been for sure.
Hands down. Yeah. It would have been great, and too.
Dude.
That'd we
would have
so got a
close.
Lot of spillover.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There would have been some events, I imagine, in Western Illinois, probably. So, close to us.
Yeah.
Which would be awesome.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody about that the other day, actually, and how that would be legit for us.
That would be amazing.
Well, then they were talking about since the NBA All-Star game was taken out from Charlotte. You heard about all that?
Oh, yes.
Well, they wanted to move it to Chicago. They actually, I think, just signed for it to go to New Orleans.
Okay.
But they're trying to raise a big thing, like we should have this in Chicago and try and do like a pro community
awesome.
And thing, because basketball's obviously huge in Chicago. Right. Has been. But yeah, even Chicago's just getting kind of shit on. So.
Yeah, they're getting the shaft. That's rough, man. It's a great city for that type of event, I think. Yeah.
I think it'll work out. I mean, you know.
It's a beautiful city. It's on Lake Michigan. You know, it's got a lot going for it. Other than the Cubs and that stuff, then whatever.
Yeah, well.
We'll leave that here.
Well, before we move on to some stories, any last thoughts on the Olympics and all that? Anything need to get off your chest?
Our women's gymnastics can take the gold.
Oh, speaking of that, you guys see that guy break his leg in half?
What? I heard about it. Someone
French.
Someone tried to show me a picture of it last night, and I had to stop them.
Oh, you got to look up that video. Oh, yeah, look it up.
That's the sign outside of the toilets.
Okay, Keith is showing me a picture here. It's there's six pictures. An X of, okay, so this is saying, what does that say? You can't actually urinate in it? Is that what this picture is? Or this one right here?
I don't know. Maybe they're worried about splash.
They don't want you to stand up while you pee?
Yeah, that's actually, it's saying don't stand up and pee. It looks like insulting. It's saying don't puke in it. That looks like somebody's puking.
Where am I supposed to puke if I get
this? This guy's standing on it. No standing on it. Oh, he's actually doing the upper decker. This guy's taking upper decker.
Don't do that. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that seems fair. Yeah.
Which, if you don't know upper decker, obviously, it's when you shit in the top part of the toilet where the tank is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know what? If you got to put what an asshole. If somebody, you like, hey, man, like Griff's about to do it or something. We're like, hey, there's a sign says you can't do
it. But is it like an epidemic?
It's okay, now I know.
Is it like an epidemic where you have to put a sign up? Hey, don't do this.
Maybe that's like a thing in Brazil or something where they're like, you know what? Fuck this place. Like, this hotel sucks. Yeah. You just give them an upper decker. You leave them an upper decker.
It could be a cultural thing.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's like a sign of true. Like.
Maybe it's like their Yelp review.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's their ultimate fuck.
Theirs has a little bit more teeth than ours.
But, I don't know what this last picture is, but there is a guy fishing. It has a legit fishing bowl.
That is amazing. And it says, seriously,
don't fish in these toilets.
That blows me away.
So the only thing that you're allowed to do is literally sit on it.
Sit down.
On the toilet.
Sit down and pray it doesn't break, I guess.
That's amazing. That's really fun. It is a wonderful, wacky world we live in.
But no, anyway, like I was saying, though, back to the, I think he was pole vaulting or something. No, not pole vaulting. He was doing a gym. What's the thing where you run up, you hit the weird springy thing, and then you do like a flip over the big brown thing?
The horse?
Oh, I believe so, yeah.
No, the horse is where you're on, and you're just like doing weird things on the horse. This one's like
the vault.
Yeah, it's a vault. That's
is
what
it a vault?
Is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure that's what this guy was doing. I don't know, but I think he was French. But yeah, you guys got to look that video up. Everyone out there, too. He did it and like did some crazy flips and then just landed and completely snapped his leg in half.
But that seems like, I mean, they go flying. Yeah. Man. They go so far and they're going so fast. I feel like that's.
Well, plus those gymnasts are super small people. And so they're like really flying. Like they're legit getting into the air. So that kind of impact would, man, you know.
Well, it's kind of like some of those parkour guys, though. They like know how to fall.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like. I might go jump off this 10-story building, but I'm going to do three rolls and be okay.
Kill the momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. That who's our main girl in the gym?
Gabby.
No, it's not her anymore. Simone. Yeah.
Oh, is she like super young?
Gabby's
like
number, really she's, young one? She's 19, actually.
Oh, so, yeah.
Okay. But she's like 4'9".
Oh, I know. So I saw a picture of her.
How tiny they are.
Yeah.
She took a picture stand next to DeAndre Jordan today.
Oh, wow.
And you guys got to look that picture up because that is hilarious.
Yeah, but literally he's looks towering. Like he's twice her size. Yeah.
I think she goes up to like halfway up his thigh. She like he like hits his like hamstring. And he's like got his arm around her and his hand is like, it looks like you're like a squatch thing. Like his hand literally covers her entire shoulder and like a little bit of like. Chest because it's just like
that
he's
big.
A massive man and she's a tiny little person. It's really funny.
Do you think like he could pick her up by her
I think
head?
He could palm her and dunk her like he does every game.
Yeah,
were these were our efforts?
No
okay.
No, we had blazers on. That could be what was beneath the blazers.
Okay, I see him.
Yeah,
Griff's really into the outfit. He's really trying.
Yeah, Spain's were definitely cooler than ours.
Yeah, I'm really glad that Spain's were more American than ours. Yeah. In my thoughts. I was really glad they let Michael Phelps carry the flag too.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
Most decorated Olympian in history.
For sure.
Gets to carry flag.
I'm cool with it.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I got no beef with it. Yeah. I know some people out there. Complaining about that one. Two DWIs, whatever. So
yeah, call him a bit of a checkered past, or something. But
the pothead part's less concerning than like his last DWI where he was going like 120 miles through a tunnel.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was like not aware loaded. Of this.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh.
But Olympics, awesome.
Ryan Lochte's still on the team.
I don't know if he made the team.
I cannot stand that
he
guy.
He is the worst person ever.
Chill.
He may be my least favorite American.
Well, you know, I mean, once you get your own TV show, man, it's only downhill from there.
He's
just one of the dumbest human beings I've ever heard speak.
Like, cheer.
Bar none.
When he was at the top of his hype, I believed that it just, I was like, this can't be real. Like, this guy's got to be putting on a show.
Yeah, and I thought, like, it was an act. Dude.
I don't think so.
I think thought it was an act.
Like, is he really that bro? There's no way he's that bro.
Is it bro or dumb?
Well, that's, I don't know.
Both.
I guess it could be. But yeah, he kept doing the
chew.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. I watched like one interview with him ever and like couldn't do it again. Like, this guy cannot be for real.
That's what I was like. This has to be like a public act or some kind. Like.
I think I've heard he's just supposed to be a pretty big douche. That's about the size of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you could sum it up into those words.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if he made it or not, actually.
But yeah, I haven't heard anything about him.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on. Let's get into some stories, man. I don't know about you guys, but I found some pretty good ones. They actually have got a couple videos this time, too. So we'll see how that works. But this first story that I came across, it's actually, I guess it's kind of funny. It's not really, though. I feel really bad for it, but this is the headline of this article I found. Mother fears for her 9-year-old daughter's life as she mysteriously sneezes 8,000 times a day. That's the headline.
I gotta say, when you just started, that's like, this doesn't sound funny, dude.
So I got this video here.
There's so many puns that could have been in that headline. It would have just
made it. When newscasters do inappropriate puns, that is one of the
best things ever. Yeah. We'll check this out. Check this video out real quick.
Okay, every 10 seconds, every 15 seconds, the maximum we've gone to on the weekend was 20 to 25 minutes, possibly 30 minutes. But then yesterday it's come back more violently, and it's it's been 10 seconds apart, 15, a minute, 3 minutes, so really can't put a finger to it.
On festival, it feels horrible and irritating, and I can't go to clubs or outside.
Every 10 seconds. She sneezes every 10 seconds.
Why is this 8-year-old girl trying to go to clubs?
We've tried antihistamines, we've tried steroids, we've tried...
So, it goes on. She actually has a table full of stuff, of different things, of medicine that they've tried. They've gone to multiple doctors. Nobody knows what it is. The only time she doesn't sneeze is when she's sleeping. Okay, so luckily, because that would act... This is actually as bad as it gets, but can you imagine if you just were sneezing while you're sleeping? That's like kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah, but would you be able to sleep?
Well, that's the thing.
No, yeah. There's no way.
So here's the other thing is... the doctors, I have no idea what it is. She did one study of a hypnosis study.
Yeah.
For 1 hour. And it was the only hour that she didn't actually sneeze when she was hypnotized, I guess, when she was in this thing. As soon as they snapped her out of it, she started sneezing again.
So it's a mental thing.
It has
nothing to do with... any physical thing.
No, I think it's just the brain
completely like
sending
psychosomatic type stuff.
Yeah.
Like the brain, her brain's just like sending these weird signals somewhere and she just sneezes.
But that is crazy.
I don't know. Like, I've never been able to fake a sneeze. You know what I mean?
I can like make myself sneeze a lot of times.
Can you?
Yeah. Really?
Really? Yeah. The only way I know how is like pull just, a like, nose
think,
hair.
Just like think about it.
Like, take a big breath. It's weird. I gotta like lean back.
And you then like,
you can make yourself sneeze?
Yeah, sometimes.
Griff, you're kind of like that guy from X-Men, man.
Yeah.
I have powers.
You're like that bald guy, man, that just can think about stuff.
Yeah, totally. Dr. Xavier, because I can make myself sneeze.
Dr. Xavier.
So then the girl's, you know, talking about it. And I feel bad for her because she says that, you know, she gets to a certain point, she basically says, like, it hurts. It's not like a sneeze where you're like, you do it to a certain amount of time, 8,000, once you sneeze every 10 seconds... it's got to be painful. And the other thing I was thinking about was when she's not sneezing, like one of the most irritating feelings is when you feel that sneeze coming and it won't come. She probably feels that constantly all day long, like in between. So she sneezes, 10 seconds later, sneezes. In between those 10 seconds, she probably has the feeling that another one's coming.
Oh, for sure.
She like tried looking at a light or anything.
I just like was, I was, oh man, I just started thinking about all, like what, life would be like if you were this little girl.
It would be horrendous.
I mean, you're never going to be able to have a normal life.
That's what she was saying. She literally cannot go outside. They said it's bad in the house, but her mom, going on the article, she said if they go outside, it's like freaks out. It's just like, blah, 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 like a machine gun firing off.
Clearly,
like sneezing.
Oh, man.
Clearly, she'll never drive a car. Clearly, she'll never, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet she can't really be in a classroom with other kids.
Exactly. Like, that would be very distracting.
Yeah, it would be, can you imagine being that teacher?
Yeah.
Just have a kid sneezing every 10 seconds all day long.
There's no
way. It would be a problem.
There's no way. So, yeah, I just was like, wow, that's
crazy. Sucks. That is a crazy, bizarre medical thing, but yeah, it's sad actually. Yeah.
People are out there. I think you brought up the hiccups. Yeah. Like people will hiccup for like
20 years I've heard of before. Have the hiccups for 20 years.
What?
That is just nuts.
I'd be so miserable.
Think of your diaphragm.
Oh, no kidding.
Through that.
That's like, the thing with the sneezing girl too. It's like because your muscles are spasming when you sneeze, right? So like her muscles have to be like her stomach has to be sore all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just afraid that her like head's gonna explode or something.
I wouldn't rule it out.
I mean, she's sneezing 8,000 times a day. You can't rule out a head exploding.
Yeah. I don't know. You guys got come across anything?
Yeah. Philadelphia is warning their citizens to not swim in dumpsters.
What? Dumpster diving?
No.
Taken to a different level, dumpster diving.
Don't swim in dumpster pools. So I'm guessing you ever seen those big, you rent them out when somebody's like rehabbing a house, mm-hmm. those big dumpsters. So somebody in Philadelphia took it upon themselves to put those.
It sounds like more than one somebody.
Yeah. and they made it into a pool. And now Philadelphia, the city has to come out and tell them not to swim in these dumpster pools.
Stay classy, Philly. Stay classy.
Wait. I got questions. Explain to me again how or what this is made of.
They're metal.
Sure. You ever drove by a house and saw the big dumpsters? Like they use it a lot when they do like roofs.
Oh yeah, for sure.
They're huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So somebody transformed that into a pool. And now the city of Philadelphia, I'm guessing the mayor's office, is coming out and saying, please don't swim in these dumpster pools.
Is it bad that I think that is like kind of a brilliant idea?
No, it is.
It is.
Yeah, well, you know what it reminds me of is like, they say like the neighborhoods that like pop open a fire hydrant.
Yeah.
And like the kids play and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like the same thing as people are just like.
That's how they're filling them.
This was somebody taking it.
That's how they're filling it.
This was somebody taking that water to a whole different level. So, yeah.
Oh, man. That's actually really funny. If Philly's just getting down and they're legit dumpster diving.
Dumpster diving.
Yeah. Really? I wonder if you had to paint no diving on the side of this pool.
You probably should.
Yeah. You probably should.
Somebody needs to call whoever made those Brazil signs. We need a sign maker for this stuff, man.
They're good at making signs down there. So, yeah. Get them up in Philly. We'll fix the problem.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. That's hilarious.
So, I ran across that and I thought that was awesome. Like, I think it's innovative.
I think
like,
it's
I don't,
extremely innovative.
I don't think
you're probably swimming around in like all rust and stuff from the inside.
Well, I imagine that's why the warnings are going out.
Do you remember the Hoosier hot tubs, though?
Yes.
The galvanized pool?
Yeah.
Oh, those were, I mean, kind of the same thing. I guess there wasn't trash thrown in them year round.
Like nails and stuff. Like that's like construct. But I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. With as hot as it's been here, and I'm sure it's even hotter over there in Philly.
Yeah.
These people are just probably freaking out, probably losing their mind. They're like, we need a pool.
Yeah.
Like, and they're just like.
Some crafty little son of a bitch came up with something.
That's pretty funny.
So I'm all about the dumpster diving.
I endorse it.
Yeah.
I will officially endorse dumpster diving.
I'll support that.
There you go. ABC Pod. We are okay with dumpster diving.
Ignore the mayor, Philly. Don't listen to him at all. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
We would do
cool. He probably has a nice pool in his backyard. Who is he to judge these people for going swimming in the dumpster? I don't like it at all.
What about you, Griff? You come across anything?
I got nothing really. I mean, there was...
Oh, I got something that you might like, Griff. What are your thoughts? I didn't ask you about this, but about that guy that is being released, the guy that tried to assassinate... Reagan or whatever. Do you hear about that?
I didn't know he was being released.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem.
I had a news article on it, but I don't know what I did with it. But
I mean,
did you hear about that, Keith?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's served his time.
I guess so.
Like, there's restrictions with his release. Like,
yeah, he has to stay at his mom's house, I think. But they were saying, the article was saying that he actually was doing, like, weekly visits to her outside of the thing since, like, 2004.
Really?
They were like, yeah, like, once a week he would go and hang out at his mom's house for a day or something.
Is there, like, medical issues with his mom? Is he trying to take care of her? Or?
I think that since they declared him for insanity and stuff, that it's, like, his thing. Like, that his mom's, like, the only person that,
Didn't he attempt to assassinate Reagan because he was like some fanboy of Farrah Fawcett or something like that at the time?
I think.
And that was his way to impress her. And like it was really, really just strange. He was insane.
Yeah. I mean,
and like
it's definitely crazy.
Yeah. We're going to impress Farrah Fawcett by killing the president of the United States.
I don't know if it was Farrah Fawcett. Don't quote me on that. But that was
her heyday back then.
It was like a bombshell at the time. Like she was uber hot.
Yeah.
And like he was trying to impress her, and I think that was the whole idea behind the attempted assassination of a president.
Well, listen, I've definitely tried to impress girls in my life. This guy's got a whole nother level of game.
His dedication is a little.
Yeah, you know, whoever that girl was, I mean, the effort.
You have to respect the effort.
Right. I hope whoever that girl was, whatever it is, I hope she at least sent him like a postcard and was like, thanks. I appreciate it.
I doubt it. Because if he had his
trying to kill the president for me,
if he had his way, she'd be in his basement locked up.
That's probably true. That's probably a very good point.
Yeah, whoever it was probably actually hired like a whole security team.
Oh, I'm sure.
She should probably be worried right now.
I think that was one of the stipulations of him getting released. He has to stay away from any government official, and
Farrah Fawcett.
he pretty much all he gets to do is go to the grocery store, go home.
It beats being in jail.
It does.
Well, he was in a psych ward, so who knows what was about.
That could be even worse.
I mean, he was in a legit mental hospital, which absolutely fascinates me, that whole concept.
Have you guys ever been inside a mental hospital?
No, yes. But I want to, though.
Same here, man.
I
really do.
I'm really big.
I have, and it's interesting.
Are they really creepy? Well, I know just going into, like old people's homes, like the old, I don't even know what you call them, but to me, that's
retirement home.
Yeah, there you go. Like a nursing home.
Assisted living.
That shit is super creepy to me. Oh, and that has nothing to do with like mental.
Well, that's kind of like, that's where you go to die.
Yeah, but it's just a
creepy idea, right?
Not even an idea, just like the atmosphere, the vibe, the people. It's all crazy. I want to know if it's like going to a mental, I mean, if they're really like legit, like psychos running around.
So, like, I think there's different like levels and stuff. So, like.
I'm not expecting it to be like a horror movie, like crazy. But
I think it used to be.
The old school stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah, I know.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I think was pretty realistic. Yeah. Actually,
definitely. I've seen some documentaries. I forget the name of it. Damn, there was a really good documentary. It used to be on Netflix, and these people were like, the whole thing was that they like filmed a documentary about this mental hospital without the people knowing that they were filming it, and they just uncovered a bunch of shit. It was crazy, but actually terrifying.
Yeah,
I mean, the lobotomies and stuff. They used to do, really, that is legitimately one of the most horrifying ideas.
Like leaving people naked
I'm gonna turn off like the part of your brain that makes you, and you're going to walk around as a zombie until you die.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know how did we just get on that.
I don't know.
The guy pled insanity.
Attempted
went on a tangent.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Griff. I just thought that might be something up your.
That is. I didn't even hear about that, but that's definitely interesting. I guess. I don't know. I got nothing. I got nothing on this.
Well, I cut you off, but did you have any? News stories that you came across?
I mean, other than like there was a Florida man who was arrested for trying to use a taco as an ID after burning his car on fire. Just general Florida stories, of course.
Speaking of burning cars, cars being on fire, Michelle on Friday night had a Snapchat. She was at Caruso's over off of Osceola, and there was a car on fire in the parking lot, and this went on for like this whole thing was like engulfed in flames.
Oh, man.
It looked awesome. I wanted to be there so bad. Like, I thought about leaving where I was at just to go watch this car burn. I've never seen a car burn.
I wonder how it got lit on fire.
That's what I was wondering. Like,
if it's in a parking lot, it sounds like someone
that's intentional
did that on purpose.
Well, yeah. It was like driving through and it had like flames. And then, like,
what?
They stopped in the parking lot and like just let this thing burn.
Were there any like fire trucks or anything there?
Not from what I saw. Yeah, huh. Like I'm sure they eventually came.
I would think, right?
But like, there was no attempt on like the bar's behalf either to like run out there with a fire extinguisher. You know, like
no, they're just letting it go.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, we got another burning car out there.
Yeah,
third time this week. Goddamn.
Hey, somebody get the hot dogs. Let's go.
Somebody sent me a Snapchat the other day of they were driving down the highway and there was a car on the shoulder just completely engulfed in flames, and I was like, damn.
That's crazy.
And you're just driving, you see like complete fire, like fire.
I've never seen that. Yeah.
Neither have I. I've only seen it in like obviously TV. Movies. Yeah, yeah, TV. Yeah. But real life, I want
to. Oh,
you know what? I take that back. That's actually, I have witnessed it. I forgot, my brother's first car, the Cougar, actually went out in flames.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Because he had wired a switch, and somehow it arced, and his car was...
Just lit up his car?
Yeah, it was lit on fire. It was pretty crazy. Nuts. David actually beat the fire department to my house.
That'd be weird if you're like just driving on the highway and the car next to you just...
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy just to see like an accident on the highway if you're anywhere near it. Like that's scary. I've seen an accident happen like 50 feet in front of me. Dude went into the wall.
Man.
That's scary.
Speaking of accidents, I actually saw something. It wasn't, I guess you could call it an accident. It wasn't a car accident, but I was at Keith Phillips, actually, the one right next to Keith's house, and some dude drove off with the gas pump still in his car.
Oh.
People do that all the time. And,
I actually watched it happen, and it was pretty funny, because I was like, no, it's like some teenage boy, and... what was interesting was that he started going, and then the thing, it, like, popped out, but it, like, since he was going pretty fast when he pulled off, so it, like, did, like, a whiplash, like a, and it, like, went the other way, and I was just thinking, like, damn, what if somebody was, like,
standing
imagine
there?
Catching a whiplash from one of those heavy-ass gas pumps.
Ooh, you would not be, you'd be hurt. You'd be in the hospital, probably.
And he did, like, the whole, like, stop, what shit, was that me? Look back, like. Should I? Do I go? Do I? Fuck! And he like,
what'd he do?
He reversed and like got out and like checked his car and shit. And I was just like, I would have just kept driving. Probably.
You can't just drive a gas thing coming out of your car forever. It's crazy that they just like unsnap from him though, because that is
that's
somewhat
a common
occurrence.
Yeah.
This one didn't. That's what I think. Why it whiplashed?
I think
it didn't.
It's older pumps over there. That's why probably.
Well, I was just thinking. You know, that makes sense that they do that now, because I'm telling you, there's the way that this thing whipped back. I mean, if a car, I mean, it would have, that had some power to it.
It could have been deadly.
Done some damage.
It could have been deadly to a person standing there, probably.
Yeah. So that was funny, though. I saw, I got a nice laugh out of that one.
Yeah, that's something.
So, tacos for IDs?
Yeah, dude, you know, Florida. It's Florida.
Yep, Florida, shout out.
Sounds about right, yeah. What's in the water down there?
Something's not good.
Like, seriously.
I don't know. You think it's like a heat atmosphere?
It's gotta be like a cultural thing. It's not like...
You think they're just like...
The system is not producing these people.
Florida's such a strange place, right? Because it's almost like it's like three different states, you know? Like,
I guess, yeah.
There's coastal Florida, then there's the interior Florida, which is very much a more country. And then like far south Miami is like... liberal, you know, not doesn't seem like it's in the South.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make sense, but
I don't know if it's like you know, there's water everywhere, people just like live on the wild side and just do crazy shit, because I just feel like everyone's just
I feel like it plays a factor into
Gotta be something, like you were saying, culture, but it's gotta be something like the culture of like, we're living or we do these crazy things because
common factor.
Yeah.
Or is it us just being crazy Midwestern people and being like, oh my God, you guys are insane because of how we were, our culture.
I don't know.
I think crazy's crazy. Crazy.
I think
is
Florida
crazy.
Is recognized everywhere as being a weird, crazy place with some crazy individuals.
Like I'm a big rap guy, and I always see all these rappers coming out of Florida, like Stitches.
Yeah. Oh like, my god.
What Stitches? What possesses you to get a tattoo of Stitches running up your cheeks, and then he's got an AK-47 tattooed on his neck?
Yeah,
like there's just
he's a scrub.
Yeah, he is.
I hate that guy. Who knocked him out? Have you seen that video?
Oh, I have.
Yeah, I saw that.
He was doing a lot of talking.
Yeah, they were saying they were saying that it was like him and the Game were having a big beef, and so they said it was like one of Game's bodyguards or something.
I didn't know he's our age.
Yeah.
Stitches is our age.
Yeah.
Like, he's 25 years old.
Yeah.
And he puts out terrible music, but that dude's strange.
Yeah, for those who don't...
Something unhinged.
For those who don't know, look up Stitches. He has many music videos that actually, I think almost all of them have at least 1 million, 2 million views. They're pretty big. But check this guy out. This white rapper, like Keith was saying, he actually has Stitches tattooed from cheek to cheek, going over his mouth. I can't really explain any of that, but it's very terrifying, and they look great on him. And you guys should check it out. And that might be maybe it's just trend setting. You know, maybe that's gonna be the new thing.
I hope not.
Please no. Please
no, it'll never be a new thing.
Yeah,
but
I would hope not.
Back to the Florida thing. I think I got Florida Story of the Week this week.
Florida.
That's our. I think for now we're gonna use that as a cool Florida story sound effect. That's how you know shit's about to get crazy.
The Florida segue.
I came across this story, man, and it's not the craziest, weirdest story you've ever heard, but I had to give this guy credit. Okay, this guy is impressive. Okay, this dude, obviously found in Florida, Richard Hoagland. Has been living a completely secret, separate life for the past 20 years.
Double life.
Really?
I got this like little news excerpt. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to play this and check this out. Tell me what you guys think about this.
Case of stolen identity in Pasco County. A man pretended to be someone else for more than 20 years. The sheriff says he lived that lie so his family wouldn't find him.
This case is complicated. It's sad for the victims all around. You're dealing with human lives that for 20 years, their reality has just been shattered.
Look at these pictures right here. Deputies say Richard Hoagland, he is the one on the left side of your screen, stole the death certificate for Terry Szymanski. He is on the right.
Crazy, right?
With that death certificate, he was able to get a birth certificate, a license, multiple credit cards.
How do you get a birth
even several mortgages right here in Pasco County. His family, friends, neighbors, even his children knew him as Terry Szymanski.
His children didn't know.
What?
His own children didn't know who he was. The article says that when they arrested this guy, they said, dude, give us a statement. Why'd you do this? And he said, I just wanted to get away from my wife, my first wife.
That was it?
That was his reasoning.
That's the motive?
That was his reasoning.
Wow, how bad was his first
she
wife?
She must have sucked.
Dude, yeah. or this guy's just an insane fucking Florida person. Listen to this. So the guy's death certificate that he stole, this guy was living with that guy's dad. That's how he found out that guy died.
Oh, okay.
And I guess his dad was an old guy. Don't know how that's happened. But then he just figured I died and just got a hold of all his shit somehow and literally made...
it's like old school identity theft.
Yeah. Old school. That's what I'm saying. Like this guy, I mean, that is... impressive that he, that actually worked, and he actually got it validated and had. I mean, he according to
20 years
to the government, he was a real. He was still that guy.
Yeah,
dude, that's.
I've heard of stories like this in the past, not 2016, but like where a fugitive would do something similar.
Well, isn't that
and
like
take an identity like that?
The whole basis of what's that John Hamm show, Mad Men? Doesn't he steal?
Oh, does he?
Yeah,
I never watched.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's what's his name in that show? Oh shoot!
I should know that actually. I don't.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that's how it begins. They were at war, And
he swiped somebody's identity.
Yeah, it was like a general or something, like a higher up guy, a higher ranking official died, and he like took his Don Draper.
Don Draper. That's
he took his identity and just kind of ran with it and became successful, I guess. Yeah.
So, so they're saying that the guy's identity stole. He drowned in 91. This dude, Richard Hoagland, stole his the dead guy's identity in 93. It says here.
Put that into context. He's had his identity since I was two.
Yeah, our entire lives, this guy, his everyone that knew him did not actually have any idea who he was. That's kind of terrifying.
That's scary.
It says he had a marriage certificate. He got a bunch of stuff, background for this guy to fill out the paperwork, I guess, from Ancestry.com.
Are you serious? It was that easy.
The nephew of Szymanski, who is the guy that died,
yeah,
was surprised to find a marriage certificate on Ancestry.com indicating that his uncle had gotten married after his death.
That would be surprising.
Oh, that's how he got busted?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. He says,
this Ancestry.com is telling me that my dead uncle's married. Ooh. That's not right. And so he called the cops and said, hey, can you just look into this? This is really weird. It might just be a website thing. And they're like, yeah, sure. And then I'm like, oh, actually, this guy lives in Tampa Bay.
That's how he got caught.
Has a wife and a son. And
wow.
So...
Damn Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
Police say that Hoagland learned about Szymanski's death and stole his information while living with the man's father, Edward Szymanski, who was looking for a roommate. That sounds like some Florida shit. Hoagland then opened credit cards and took out several mortgages on the deceased man's name, which is that's
like up. Is he paying those mortgages?
I guess their family probably is, right?
I would think that he probably has to pay it.
Yeah.
He has assumed that identity and is living under it, so those debts are your debts.
Yeah.
Okay, check this out, though. Hoagland's first wife, I guess he's originally his first wife was in Indiana. It says, Hoagland's first wife in Indiana told police that he disappeared after learning the FBI was after him for embezzling millions of dollars.
So this dude's
It was the old school fugitive type thing.
Yeah. This guy, this is what I'm saying of what level of impressive work this is. This guy embezzled millions of dollars, was on the FBI's coming after him, and he pulls a legit movie plot and just completely switches his life. I mean, that is like, that's like
he picked the right state.
That's like government, like top-notch spy activity right there.
The only thing missing is
a lucky asshole who like fell through the cracks. And
the only thing missing is an actual face swap. I mean,
if you would have done got some plastic surgery, yeah, it would have been like a that one horrible Johnny Depp movie from years ago.
This is my. You mean John Travolta?
No, I mean Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp.
Face Off.
No, I haven't seen that one.
Nick Cage.
It's a solid, solid drop right there.
John Travolta.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, dude, check it out.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It is.
But here's my favorite part of this whole thing. I actually mentioned it earlier, but the kicker, which is just such a Florida thing, is the last line of the article. When Hoagland was when arrested, Hoagland denied the charges and told officers that the reason he left Indiana was, just to get away from his wife. So he said, no, I wasn't running from embezzling millions of dollars. I don't even care that the FBI was against me. I had to get away from that.
She was
lady.
Just the worst.
She was terrible.
This guy is really fucked up. He's obviously crazy. But, man, he pulled this off for 20 years. I just got to give this guy some credit. I mean, this guy might be my Florida story of the week and my shout out of the week because this is something that you hear people maybe trying this. And this legit worked. He legit had two lives. But God, you think about that, man. His family in Indiana, he ran away and they're like, man, he had to have died. Like this guy's been gone for 20 years.
He has to be dead. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My question to you is, if you find out, like, let's say that was your dad that did that, would you not drive down to that jail and just, like,
I'm the mailman.
Punch him in his face. What the hell's wrong with you?
Slap him square in the face. Yeah.
I don't know. He's been out of your life for 20 years. Yeah. I guess. But I don't know.
I've probably gone through so much wondering, asking what happened to you.
That is true.
Probably mourned you as dead at some point, and now I find out you're just being an asshole in Florida. So... I'd have a problem.
Yeah, he deserves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. You got come across anything else good, Keith?
I just got my Pokemon story of the week.
Oh, all right. Well, before we go into that, let me show you something. I found this video. I thought it was hilarious. And since our conversation last week, when I saw it, I just immediately thought of you. So you guys have seen the YouTube, what's his name? Francis, the Francis Rage guy that does all the nerdy games and stuff. And he like freaks out. They're actually really funny. Have you guys know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, I do.
He came out with one, and you know, obviously, he says it on his YouTube channel that this is basically a skit. It's like his thing that he does. They're not real. A lot of people think that they're real because he does a good job in them, but they're really, really funny. This last one was, I don't know, I guess it's his sister comes in and saying, hey, how did I get, I don't know how much money he spent. Honestly, put
a like bunch, $4,000 on a credit card or something.
Something crazy on a credit card for Pokemon Go. This right here we're about to jump in is basically him explaining his reasoning for it. And I just, it's so funny. I got to play this. So okay. Let's listen to this.
Yeah, I've seen this.
No, you fucking saw Ghostbusters.
I didn't
don't
see Ghostbusters.
That's what you fucking
and we
saw.
Ate fast food,
no, you saw
for the
that
record.
Movie. No, you didn't. You had steak and lobster. I fucking know you and David. Okay, so that night, you told me, what did you tell me? Get an Uber. I got an Uber. And me and this Uber driver, John, we drove around, all around town. We went up to Crystal Bridges, we went downtown Fayetteville, we went everywhere to catch Pokemon. We went to all the Pokemon shops, and we caught as many Pokemon as we could. That's what we did, okay?
You know damn well when I said get an Uber, I meant get an Uber downtown and then walk around downtown.
Okay, do you have any idea how hot it was that night? Okay, it was 98 degrees. You expect me to walk around in 98 degrees? Okay, I got a bottle, but it only holds so much Mountain Dew, sis.
Okay, I love that so much. That might be the best quote of the whole thing. It only holds so much Mountain Dew. All right, come on.
Okay, what am I supposed to do to stay hydrated?
Hundreds of kids out there walking around. I see them every time
I... fucking posers. They don't want to take the game serious, okay? They don't know what the fuck they're doing. They don't even know what a first-generation Pokemon is, okay? They don't
first
know... Hitman Lee from a fucking Charizard, okay? I'm serious. I'm actually going to catch them all, okay? I'm not going to be down on the square for 10 fucking minutes like these little fucking millennial hipsters, okay? I'm down there actually fucking catching Pokemon, okay? I need a little bit of help. And me and John, by the way, we're like this now. We've gone out every night this week catching Pokemon. He plays too, and he helps me play. He knows where to catch the good pokes. He knows where to get poke stuff. You're just mad because I have a fucking friend.
Oh, that would explain the seven.
The good, his Uber driver knows where the good pokes are. This guy,
him and John are like, they're like this now.
There's been like multiple businesses or attempts at like businesses, or like people are doing startups for like driving people around to Pokemon.
I heard that. Like, yeah.
There's also in New York, there's a guy charging $25 an hour to be a Pokemon trainer. And you open an account with him, and then he plays the game for you. But then you have unlimited access to this account. So, like, if you're trying to impress somebody with your Poke game, you don't even have to play. You can just pay this guy to play
for
you.
What is wrong with people?
Like, why are we not doing that? We could be sitting on this couch right now playing. Because
I guarantee you, nobody is paying him $25 an hour to
play. I don't
know,
man. That one, there was that lady in Britain. Did we talk about this already?
Oh, yeah. Like, she quit her job.
Quit her job, and yeah. She's a professional Pokemon person.
I'm just like, I want to like translate that into like a cool game like Call of Duty and just do that.
Well,
and be obviously I'm not.
I remember when World of Warcraft was huge. I don't know. I think it still is pretty big, but I think people were selling their World of Warcraft accounts
for
like thousands of dollars, like just so people didn't have to play it. They would just jump in with all the good stuff, and
they definitely used to do that. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
That's
oh yeah.
A big thing. Yeah.
So,
definitely a real thing.
I'm thinking about selling my Pokemon Go account.
Shit.
Well, you better step your game up first.
Yeah,
before you do that.
I got to catch them all first.
You for sure don't know where the good pokes are, dude.
I don't, man.
You need to get linked up with John, getting that Uber, and figure it out, man.
Yeah, no, I'm a terrible Pokemon trainer. I really am.
What's your story?
Oh, my story is about a Pokemon trainer going out at night and getting stabbed and then proceeding to play more Pokemon before
wow.
He goes to the hospital.
Nice.
Dedication.
Yeah. The
dedication is just
it's honorable.
Yeah, yeah, man, that's diehard
so
right there.
Michael Baker could hands down in my mind go down as the best Pokemon trainer ever. He was out at 1 o'clock in the morning playing Pokemon Go, and he encountered a stranger on the street. He thought they might also be playing the game. So the guy goes, "Do you fancy a battle?" The stranger takes out a knife, stabs him in the shoulder.
Oh my God.
Because, like, I mean,
do you fancy a battle?
Yeah.
Apparently the guy did fancy a battle.
Yeah. But I mean, it makes sense on the stranger's part too. Like,
it does.
Yeah.
It does.
Like, oh, you want a battle? Yeah. It's like, let's do this.
It's
just
a
weirdo.
Weird way this guy's saying, let's go, bro.
Yeah. Like, he's trying to, like, drop the mitts.
Trying to throw hands. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah, you can't just.
You can't go ask somebody to battle.
Yeah, it doesn't. So, you should probably start with, hey man, are you playing Pokemon?
Do you fancy a battle?
Do you want to fight?
So Michael gets stabbed and continues his excursion by picking up chips and beer.
Oh my God, this guy might be the coolest dude ever.
Yeah. So he gets stabbed, goes, gets some chips and beer, continues to walk around, ends up at the hospital at the end of the night, and gets 8 stitches in his shoulder.
What an awesome dude. That sounds like this guy actually ended up having just like still a good night.
Yeah. Sounds like good. He was not letting getting stabbed deter him from catching them all.
I kind of feel bad for him, because it's like, even though he obviously didn't frame the question very well, but... you know, even if that happens, I'd say not, and somebody's literally going to jump to and say, well, all right, and fight. 9 out of 10 times, you're going to get punched, which that sucks. But this guy was just like, no, and like just shanked him.
Wasn't playing. Went straight for the knife.
So then, just being the coolest guy ever, he gets up and just logically thinking says, well, this sucks, but you know, I'm kind of thirsty. I'm hungry. It's late. I've probably worked up appetite walking around playing Pokemon.
Oh, I'm sure.
Going for the good pokes. Yeah. And, fuck, I could use a beer, bag of chips. Yeah. I love this guy. I mean, this is dedication to your craft at its finest.
Oh, yeah. I would love to see the amount of Pokemon this guy has.
Do you think he just has, is this one of these guys that should just quit what he's doing and become a Pokemon
Probably.
Player? I mean, don't get me wrong. I can't speak for Michael, but I'm sure the thought's going through his mind.
I mean, he's got to be top 2, you know, Pokemon trainers all time. Him and Ash Ketchum.
Yeah, right there. Well, I mean,
I feel like he's got to be like ranked somehow worldwide.
Yeah, I don't play, so I still don't really,
Yeah, me neither. In a grip fight, sad to say, I've really gone back and forth on it. I'm picking it up and just trying it.
Well, I think 90% of people that don't play Pokemon Go end up to become serial killers.
You know what? I will actually, you know, something like that just explodes. I mean, it's not crazy to think that that road. Yeah. I mean, well, I know for a fact, we went out to dinner last week, maybe it was 2 weeks ago. And, for those of you who don't know, and for those of the local people that are listening, we are recording this in Soulard, which for those, I guess, who aren't from here, it's a super, old French, would you say a town or a...
It's a French, it's a section of the city.
It's a section of the city. Yeah. I don't know.
A neighborhood.
One of the oldest parts.
Yeah, neighborhood.
One of the
oldest
parts of the city. Yeah. It's right. French.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the original...
French-inspired architecture.
Yeah, one of the original French...
settlements?
Yeah, I guess you could say. But the thing about Soulard now, and kind of was then too, it's like a historic thing where we keep basically the same thing, you know... I think it was known for the pubs that they had and stuff. Well, we have, this is basically what it is now. Bars everywhere. So basically what I was getting to was, we went to eat at one of the restaurants, and down here, and I ended up knowing the server. We were talking or whatever. And, some of the people I was with were playing Pokemon Go, and we started talking, and the guy says, "Well, you missed last night. They just had a Soulard Pokemon bar, pub crawl."
Yeah.
He said there was 850 people.
Dude, it's huge. This. It's a phenomenon. And it's taken over.
I think that's a funny thing. They're like going out drinking. Man, have you ever drank in pokey? What do you say?
I refuse to play it in social settings. I refuse.
Why is that?
Well, more social settings, like at a bar or something like that, because that's the time you're supposed to be spending with your friends, not playing
actual human beings.
Yeah, not playing a game. So it's like, you're mixing kind of best of both worlds, because everybody there is going to be playing Pokemon. So yeah, I would have definitely done that if I heard about that. Yeah,
I mean, it's making it a social thing.
So. Right, exactly. Right. They're making it a social thing, which is good.
Yeah, I just wonder how
what it's for.
I wonder how a drunk Pokeying. What? Hold on. Before we
could be some dangerous. About,
what is the? What's the? I don't even know how the term for like. For is that a verb? Like, is it a like? How would you
pokey going?
Is it poking? Yeah. Hey, dude, what are you doing? Oh, I was.
I'm poking
Pikachu. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, right.
That doesn't sound right at all. just poking around. Oh, okay.
Dude, I'm just poking. I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, we'll say that because we don't know. We're idiots, and this is anything but credible. We are not.
We're not the guys.
Yeah.
Don't come to us for these kind of answers. We don't know. Yeah. We're just talking. But yeah, I just imagine a drunk poking.
It probably wouldn't be the best, man, because your Pokeballs be flying all over the place.
You meet somebody and you've been drinking and you say, hey, man, you want to have a Pokeball?
Battle?
And you get stabbed in the neck.
That's a problem. It's danger.
Maybe you get laid, though.
Hey, who knows?
Yeah. You don't know. Yeah. You got to take that risk.
She may fancy a battle.
Yeah.
$500 to Uber around with your boy John and catch some pokes.
Just don't get stabbed while you're out there, guys. Stabbed.
Well, did you guys hear about going on a local tip real quick? Did you guys hear about that stuff with Sweetie Pies?
Yeah, it got broken into?
No, just that happened. This is recently, though.
No, I haven't then.
For those of you who don't know, Sweetie Pies is a super famous soul food, I guess you would say, restaurant. I think they actually, it's in their website, like their titling, I think, is soul food.
Oh, okay.
They've been on Travel Channel, Food Channel, you name it. I think they're like super famous. I think there's like Killer Mac and Cheese or something. It's like,
they had their own show. Right?
Then they got on Oprah's network, and they have their own reality show. Okay. Well, this, I think the mom, Sweetie Pie, whatever her name is, I think is suing her son for copyright infringement. I guess he took her stuff from Sweetie Pies. I don't know if it's recipes or the actual stuff, but I then went and like opened like three places in LA or something.
See, I heard about that.
And so now they have like this huge in-family, like, legit court.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
When your mom's suing you.
Yeah.
It's not going well.
And it's not just like, gave my stuff back. I'm pretty sure it's like, you have to close all your shit. Oh, yeah, and I want like $5 million. You know, it's like a real, it's not like a, hey, babe, you're my son. Can you, I'm going to not, you can't do this. You know, it's like.
She sounds kind of cold hearted.
Yeah.
It's like, hey.
But. What did the son do, though?
He's done something. He's burned some bridges or something.
Yeah, he's had to have done something, man. Yeah.
Also, what I thought was very interesting was the thing, this actually goes back to Olympics, where we were talking about this. Griff, did you hear about this? Where they don't, the guys, or Brazil, I guess, Southern America, doesn't believe with the plane thing. What were we talking about, Keith?
Oh,
they
don't. Chemtrails.
No, not chemtrails. Oh. Where they don't believe that the Wright brothers were the first ones to fly. Was I talking to you about that? No,
I don't think so.
This is the first I've heard of this.
Here. Yeah, I'm digging this. Yeah.
All right, check this out.
Hit me with this info.
Yeah, I think we should do a conspiracy theory of the week.
I would love that.
Yeah, like every week we throw out a conspiracy.
Okay, this could be it. Let's do that right now. Get into one. I'm gonna look this up. Let's get into one right now.
All right, Bermuda Triangle, man.
The Wright brothers are frauds. What about
You're going straight to the Bermuda.
No, that's the first one.
About the UFO flying over the arch.
What we should talk about.
I saw a story on that.
It was a drone. Almost certainly, I think so. Yeah. Yeah, it was a light basically hovering like 200 feet above the arch for a while.
It had to be a drone then.
I think it was a drone.
Yeah.
Some wise guy.
But, you know, you're not supposed to fly those. Oh, what was it, like 400 feet?
You definitely, I'm sure it was illegal. Like also to have it over a national monument.
What we should talk about is what we were actually had a quick discussion before we recorded you guys were informing me of the chemtrails.
Chemtrails, man.
Chem,
chem, like
chemical.
Chemical.
Yeah. Chem, yeah. So yeah, let's go over that because that was the first time I heard about it. And I thought it was really interesting. So talk
to me
about
that.
So Keith, I think you got this.
Chemtrails. The water coming out of the planes up in the sky, you know, everybody's seen the planes leave, like, where they've been. They leave
basically
trails.
Clouds that are straight
yes.
lines.
Yeah. And some part of this, somebody has said that is a brainwashing chemical. And when it falls to the earth, that the government will be able to control you through this powerful chemical.
Wow.
I don't know the details. It's very vague and rough. But that's what certain people believe in, that these chemicals.
Quite a lot of people are very into this conspiracy, for sure. It's definitely one of the most popular ones.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, it's no lizard people,
but it's
high up there.
It's the lizard people are doing it, Keith.
Well, yeah, I should have figured that. Yeah.
Well, as far as
of course it's connected.
As far as theories and stuff go, this one is not like the craziest thing in the world. It is out there,
but it's crazy.
It's not like lizard people out there.
I think it's like you can explain these lines with like. I'm not the guy to do it, but really basic science, you know, like explain where this is coming from.
Okay.
And these people just won't accept that. And instead it's, you know,
I think
the government trying to keep us down.
Yeah. I think it comes from the government actually is somewhat able to control the weather. And I think it all comes from that because they did in Vietnam.
They did. And then it just went away. That is a very interesting thing.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
They did some experiments where they were... They like made it rain.
Yeah, it was going to rain no matter what, but they were able to make it rain longer and like harder because they put, what was it, like silver nitrate or something.
Yeah, they lined the clouds or something.
They lined the clouds and the clouds were able to absorb more water,
wow.
which led to more rain. And in Vietnam, it was rough because they were using all dirt roads. So that was one of our attempts to aid our guys mm-hmm. over there was to take out their roads, but it ended up doing the same thing to us.
Right.
So it didn't really work.
So,
but I think that's where this chemtrail whole theory stems from.
I hear you. The weather thing, they just like stopped doing it?
Well, it's
or that's, is that, a, that's another conspiracy. Yeah. Every hurricane it's is caused by the U.S. government.
Every hurricane, every
I see.
Every tsunami you hear about, there's theories that the U.S. government is behind this.
I love government theories. I love it.
I think we give them way too much credit.
Yeah. I don't think we're there yet.
I don't think they're capable of pulling that type of stuff.
Like Griff's over here like, no, it's literally just science.
Yeah.
You're like, no, it's like 2 + 2.
It's real basic stuff. And
yeah.
People smarter than me can explain it to you, but...
Well...
Or Grifford with 20 minutes in front of a computer could probably explain it to you.
That's probably true.
Well, I like that. Well, that theory, the chemtrails goes good, I guess... perfectly with this, basically. I found this article. So we were watching the Olympic ceremonies. Mm-hmm. My buddy that I was sitting with was telling me about this thing. He's like, "Yeah, did you hear about Brazil, man? They don't believe in the Wright brothers." Or blah blah blah. I'm like, "What are you talking about, man? They're like, they don't. It's something." He's like, "I don't know. I saw something about
like they're
it.
Santa Claus or something. They don't believe in him.
No, they just don't think he was the first. They think their guy was." And then as I'm watching, he goes, "Look," and at the top of the stadium was like planes. Like
really,
like how we have in the was that Forest Park or wherever they have the museum,
mm-hmm.
You know, and so they had them like around like I guess aviation's like a big thing. I don't know if they take credit, but so I found check this out. They do not believe that the Wright brothers were first. They believe Alberto Santos Dumont was the first to fly. It's kind of interesting, but long story short, Dumont, like, he won some competition and stuff. I think it comes down to the equipment that they were using. They were saying that the Wright brothers, when they flew, that they were actually first to get in the air where it had some kind of catapult mechanism. They were technically catapulted to start their flight. They're saying that this guy actually did a legit liftoff. So because of that, okay. I think that they recognized that the Wright brothers were first in time.
They were at first in gliding, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, it's just they. Yeah. I don't know if they would classify it as the first to fly, because the other thing that they were saying was that the Wright brothers went like 40 seconds or something. Mm-hmm. This guy went like, I think he went like 10 seconds. But they're saying, but he it's legit because off. He actually flew. Yeah, yeah, he actually took off.
He propelled himself. He wasn't pushed.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty nuts. Huh.
And like that's just like an accepted thing fact in Brazil, basically.
I guess.
Here we go. Brazilian critics of the Wright brothers point to the use of the catapult they deployed instead of equipping their craft with a wheeled undercarriage. However, it is true that the Wright brothers recorded making dozens of flights before building the catapult to launch their plane. They're like, yeah, you did it, but we're not going to necessarily believe it. So, interesting. Didn't know about that. I looked it up. I'm like, huh.
That is interesting. That's the first I've ever heard of
this is the first time I've ever heard that.
I might go home and nerd out on that.
Check that out. And that's really all I got. I don't necessarily have a Hoosier story of the week. I don't know if you guys do. No crazy Hoosier stuff happened to me.
Yeah, besides that car on fire in Caruso's parking lot, I guess I consider that pretty Hoosier.
Yeah, I would. I got nothing.
Yeah, nothing really stood out to me this week. You know,
pretty calm week in St. Louis.
Yeah. Besides the 7 shot last Sunday.
Yeah.
That was about it.
Well, that's just, you know.
That's the city news. We live in.
Yeah. Par for the course, right? Yeah.
Well, we had a couple Florida stories. Well, Florida Story of the Week added a new segment to the show. Love that. The conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Love that. We can next time when we do that, we can dig a little deeper into whatever it is. So.
Yeah, sure. So we have a little more depth into...
Yeah, I'll try to come strapped with some good conspiracy.
Tim, that's definitely... Tim always comes up with the good ones. So.
Yeah, I'll do some digging for some good conspiracies for
there
sure.
There you go.
Oh yeah.
Good stuff. Well, if that's it, then I guess we'll wrap this up and head out of here. We are currently working on submitting this to iTunes. We're in the process, I guess is the right word, of getting it verified, and they have to accept it, and it's stupid, and I don't know why it's taking long, but it is, and we're waiting for that. And at the same time, we are waiting, updating my website that I have, which I will let you guys know probably next week. As soon as that is up and ready to go, we'll just put everything that we have. We do have a SoundCloud page. So if you're on SoundCloud, search for Anything But Credible Podcast. We have episode 1 up there. I'm working on the NBABC pod where that's almost done. And we'll have an episode of that. And then, you know, obviously this.
Okay.
We're in the process, but it will be soon. I just wanted to throw that in there. But other than that, if we got nothing else, then I guess we'll wrap this up and we'll say thanks for checking in. And I guess we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Sounds good. Peace.